Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Animosity. It has been a long time, and we're now returning with a normal episode. Well, I'm now returning with a normal episode. Me and Baron have been through a lot. I'll talk about this more about what actually is happening with show later. For now, for the title that you all clicked on, Sheepop Twitter is not a good place. I pronounce it Sheepop Twitter. Apparently, I'm very alone on that. But there's been a cancel thread. I don't even know. I don't actually have access to the thread because the motherfucker blocked me, so I can't actually read what was said about me, which is just, oh, so fun. But it was directed at one of my friends. Y'all know him. Apparently, y'all don't love him. My friend Baron. And we, it's cancel culture has been a problem for a long time. It's become a plague at this point. I've been a victim of it. I was bullied off the internet, and that's what we're doing. I'm not going to say who made the thread because I don't actually have 100% confirmation, but I think I know who it is. They think they're being social justice warriors. Essentially, they think that we find the person that's causing the problem. We attack them. We drive them off the internet. We harass them until they leave, and we think we're doing a good thing. We don't ever give them a chance to speak their mind. We don't ever give them a chance to defend themselves. We block, we attack, and we make it so that we don't ever have to hear the repercussions of our attacks. I think that's a load of bullshit. So, I thought we would speak to the person that was the victim of all these attacks. Baron, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Amber.
Anytime. I stick by people that stick by me. Baron stuck by me throughout the whole first controversy involving me. I shall do the same. I ride or die with my friends. So, in your own words, what the fuck is going on?
Okay, so one of my former mutuals from a long, long time ago, even before the thing that happened to you, a whole lot of people blocked me and attempted to cancel me for some shit that I said through mostly private channels, I would add. So none of this was like public that I said to anyone. But even though that shit happened many, many months ago, like this happened in January and February. And many months later, now in June, they decided to dredge up a lot of this shit from then and use it in part of their call out thread. And furthermore, they added some more recent stuff that I said and decided to spin it against me, even though I meant absolutely no harm with what I said.
Yeah. I mean,
so like if you don't mind, I'll list off one of the more recent things that I got called out on was a tweet that I made only yesterday, where I described a kind of story that I wanted to write. I wrote a tweet saying, quote, "I'm going to write a story where the protagonists are a pack of psychotic maniacs and I'm going to force you all to love them," unquote. And they included this in the thread as proof of me being, quote unquote, having implicit Thaneism and saying that I don't respect people who suffer from psychosis.
The fuck?
Yep. I've never heard the word Thaneism before. And I'm not gonna lie, they're grasping at straws. They're pulling shit out of their ass.
I feel you. I feel on so many levels.
And in the actual like comments section of that tweet, it's all hugely positive. It's got 17 likes, 2 retweets, and all of the replies are positive. And yet they decided to use this as proof that I was biased against mentally ill people, and that they think that I treat it as a joke, which I don't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, That's what cancel culture, and we're getting a prime time example of what cancel culture is. You find someone with who had no intent of causing any shit. You stalk them and pick apart their words and formulate accusations against them with very minimal effect. Then you get a hate train going, have everyone block the person so that their counter arguments cannot be heard. This one is very important because this because if you actually listen to the person, you let them explain their side, your entire argument gets disproven and it you lose your entire basis. But they don't let that happen. They just attack people randomly and then if you're on the chopping block, I'm sorry. It was your turn to get fucked that day. And there's nothing you like. I was literally sitting in a doctor's office, a needle in my arm, blood coming out of it, because blood test. And I'm seeing this cancel thread, or well, it was a gigantic 20 thing long of this person has you blocked, because I couldn't read the fucking thing. And I get a DM from someone being like, "Hey, saw the fight thread. You good?" And I'm like, "I can't really read the fight thread, but yeah, I'm fine." And then I kind of get a little bit more details on what the hell is going on. I'm like, "Oh, this was about the whole incident and all that shit." And you were getting attacked heavily, which felt random, because you, in my eyes, you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's like I won't deny any of the things that I said that are on that thread. Those are all things that I said and typed and sent, but I will defend myself by saying that not only have I changed since then, but I will also say that certain pieces of evidence that they use, they're being deprived of certain amounts of context, and also they're just really reaching. They're just really reaching.
Yeah, I mean, I have an anonymous source DMing me so many out of context screenshots. It's insane. And there's a lot of evidence that they're making up.
Yeah,
And
and the crux of it all is that this happened out of nowhere. This happened because I, at the beginning of the thread, they mentioned pretty briefly and almost offhandedly that they saw a lot of their mutuals interacting with me, and that, and to them, that was just not, and to them, that just pissed them off somehow. Like, so what if people are talking to me? You should have moved on from me, and yet you're still angry that your friends are talking to me?
it's bullshit.
Right. It's not only self, it's not only really, really selfish of you, but it's just immature.
Extremely,
Because
extremely.
like, and the I find it because the greatest thing about this, great as in terrible, is that we are a community centered around a show that's all about personal growth and people changing into a good person.
I honestly want to raise to the person that made the cancel thread. I want to raise the question, what would happen if ND saw this? Of what was happening in their community? Of all this hatred and toxicity and cancellation, do you think they would be in support of all this? I don't think so. I don't think
Right.
so. And if you're gonna use that kind of hatred in one of the most loving and accepting communities I've ever seen in my life, go somewhere else. This isn't the place for that kind of stuff. We're all just trying to have a place where we can have our acceptance and not be attacked for random bullshit. Like, I don't know what
Right.
else to say.
It's a matter of I get it pisses me off to no end when I see a fandom acting in complete opposite to the morals of the media that they like.
Like, I think I don't even know. I think at this point, Sheepop Twitter is going to get divided into two sides.
And what do you think those two sides will consist of?
People that support us and people that don't. It's going to come down to me, you. I'm sure there's a couple other people who have experienced the same kind of cancellation bullshit. We're going to be on one side with the people that stand by us and support us as friends. And then there's going to be on the other side people that hate us and have us blocked and don't let us be with the rest of the community and try and gatekeep us from doing anything. And it's going to be a divide. And there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it because we're on the inevitably losing side.
And it's they always will, and because of the inherent way that Twitter is set up to work, they either, I don't know if they do this purposefully or not, but they always make it so that the accused has zero recourse, that the accused person can't speak for themselves, they can't give their side of the story, that I'm right, the accused is guilty, this matter is closed.
Yeah, Twitter's a really shitty platform.
Yeah, I've talked with several other people about the extremely rampant, I've talked about this, the tribalism that goes on in Sheera Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I'll give you this short anecdote. One of my other friends, I won't name them, but they posted a tweet, and it was parroting something. It was essentially repeating something that I had said to them in like a private call about how Sheera Twitter is really single-mindedly focused on only a few aspects of the show, and they're not talking about anything else. And that lack of variety generally just makes being in Sheera Twitter just really, really boring. And they suffered a very miniature version of what I'm going through right now. People unfollowed them. There was a lot of private quote tweets and
Yeah, I think a general Twitter change is making it so that the creator of the tweet can see all quote retweets, whether they're private or not. I think that would just be a quality of life improvement for everybody. Like, if you're on private, you don't want people seeing your tweets, sure, but if you're going to interact with someone, they should be able to know what you're saying and know what you're doing because you're interacting with their tweet. Maybe stop focusing
Right.
on spaces for half a second, a boring and useless feature, just get Discord, and focus on making your platform a better place. Thoughts? Thoughts? I'm right.
But they'll refuse to listen because they are so convinced that they are right.
They get hyper focused and then they hate rally and then they go after people. It's disgusting what's happening to this a loving and caring community getting torn apart by a few individuals, trying to make it think that people like us are those individuals when we're just trying to have fun and make friends and be positive. I don't Baron and me, we just make funny tweets. We're just trying to make people laugh and have fun. I don't know why the people are trying to make it look like we're actively attacking groups and shit like that. When it's just not, if you actually look at some of mine and Baron's tweets, we're funny. We're funny people.
We're
We
funny
make people
people,
laugh.
we're imaginative people, we're creative people, we're people who want to contribute to these like intellectual discussions about the show.
Yeah, I could do a deep dive on Catcher's character for 2 hours if I wanted to, but no, I get bullied because I made one mistake of a tweet 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I don't know when the fuck that was, but like, it's I don't know. It's we're there. Something has to be done about this, and we're not exactly in a position to where we can do anything about it because we're blocked by so
Right.
many people.
Right, because they've essentially manipulated the system to disfavor us.
They have. I think what we need to do is we need to take this episode that I'm recording, get it to people that don't are not blocked by the attackers, and then get it to spread within the little hate group they've sent. So they at least hear our side. Or they block the people that try and voice our concerns, and it makes their group smaller.
Right.
Because they have the majority, but if we can tip the majority, then the tables turn, and we can actually not block them out, but kind of call them out on their bullshit and be like, hey, we still want to be friends. We still want to be chill, but please don't make call-out shit on this like us anymore. It's not cool. We're not trying to kick them out or anything like that. That'd be hypocritical as hell. We're just trying to make it so that no one gets kicked out at all. Not us, not them, not anyone. Like, you shouldn't be bullied off of a community. It's just wrong.
And it comes to the fact that really what it comes down to is people just get, it's a, like, I know this show means a lot to you, and it means a lot to you in very personal ways that you might not be able to talk about in other spaces, but at the end of the day, it is just a show meant to both entertain us and teach us good life lessons. So why bother getting angry and hateful?
It makes zero sense.
And it sort of is really like, it's really reflective of like who these people are versus the image they present. They present this image, of I'm like this paragon of justice. I'm calling out problematic people, and I'm forcing them to like atone for what they've done. When in reality, it's more of I'm a petty, vindictive person who can't handle the fact that this person is talking to my friends still.
Yeah, that's wording it perfectly. I couldn't say it better if I tried. So I guess the next step is figuring out what the next step. I worded that badly. What's the next step?
The next step is there needs to be a push accountability is not the right word here. The right word here is like proper like examination. Like, sure, a person like me will say something shitty, something even really shitty, something I honestly should not have said, something that I said that was made in an extremely poor decision. But if you condemn a person forever for something like that, you've basically burned burned bridges, and you've alienated a person by not giving them an opportunity to change.
I mean, I think what they're going off of here is if you ever hurt anyone's feelings or you make someone feel like shit, you're done. You're out. You don't get a redemption arc ever. Okay. So my counter to that, being exiled from my community, and I'm sure Baron feels the same way, hurts my feelings, makes me feel like shit. But do you care? No, not really. We're the ones that fucked up first, so we get treated like shit and doing almost the same things that we're accused of doing, and everyone considers it justice. Is that not flawed to anyone else? Like,
yeah, it's like what justice is supposed to be is that justice is supposed to be proportional. A person receives a punishment or goes through an atonement that is equal to their crime.
Yeah.
And the best way to put this is the suffering that the victim or victims underwent, a similar feeling will now be imposed on the accused.
I mean, and then there's the problem of exaggeration.
Right. You have people that will grasp at straws, people that will make logical leaps, people that will jump to conclusions with little to no evidence, people that are intentionally trying to defame you.
Yeah, and you can't do shit about it because they're bigger than you. You're
They are
the
bigger than you. The person that made this call out thread has over 800 followers. I barely have 200.
I mean, yeah, I'm hoping that my public support of you helps. I have 520 something. So it's not gonna be enough to counter, and a lot of my followers are not in Cheapop Twitter. I can follow by random ass people, but I'll do everything I can. I have some ideas. Basically, if we can get this episode to reach the person that called out and that little hate group, and they can all listen to it and hear our side, maybe reevaluate their fucking actions, or they double down, which, hey, it's a gamble, but it's a gamble we have to take. Hopefully something can change. So
There's a probably a good chance that the person that made that call out thread has re-blocked me because they unblocked me just so I could have the privilege of reading it.
that's dumb. You should have done the same to me. I'm sure that I'm pretty sure there was something about me in that thread, but I don't really care. I'd love to know, but at the same time, I try and keep negativity off my account. Instead, I just simp for Catra. Like, it's
Right,
not.
we're all like we're all bound by a single common thread, and that's we watched this show and we liked it. And
Yeah.
why we let small petty things divide us and cause us hate each other, it doesn't reflect well on us as a community, because like what you said, if ND were to see this, if he were to see this, what would he think? What would he say? Would he be proud of us?
I don't think. Wait, and he uses he or they?
All three.
Oh, thank Christ! I thought I gave him more ammo. I think if we can get this whole little thing to reach Endy, he's gonna see that he. I feel like he might step in. There's a chance, and.
There's a chance, but realistically, is that going to happen?
Maybe I will send this episode to him and just see what happens.
I too will try to send this episode to the person that wrote the thread, but there's actually a very good chance that will make it worse because it involves you, a person that a lot of people still don't like.
But again, can we make the argument that how the fuck was I supposed to know? I can't read the fucking thread.
True, 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 true,
I have
true.
no clue what's in it. It involves me, and I can't goddamn read it. Like, think for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Like they used my interactions with you and my continued support of you as evidence that I'm cancelable.
Yeah, and then people, what I think is also funny is there have been multiple people that stuck by me. You are not the only one that still stuck by that are on this person's side. They're perfectly fine. They did the same amount of interacting with me as you did, and they're off the hook. So that's proof that they're just trying to target you and not going off of literal actions, or else there'd be a lot of people getting canceled just for interacting with me when I mean no harm to anyone. But okay. We should,
Right.
yeah. I think we ha I think we've said what we needed to say, and we can do a follow-up if we haven't said enough. It's always
Yeah,
possible.
I wish this episode could be more of the standard happy intellectual affair, but sadly, no.
Yeah. I have a feeling animosity is going to be on a break for as long as Baron is. Which, unless you want to. Unless you want to get back to recording, I've got a lot of free time now.
I would
Yeah.
like to get back to recording, yes.
We'll talk privately on that one.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Amber. I'm glad to have you on my side.
Yeah, I mean, Again, you stick by me, I stick by you. All
Of course, Sam, for always.
right. Yeah, I have a bit more things I'd like to say that don't involve you, so I'm gonna do that. Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
And that was Baron. And that was me putting a nail in the coffin of my time on this Twitter. Fun, right? I wonder if I can go back to VTuber Twitter. Yeah, it was a lot more horny, but it was weirdly accepting. I don't know. I've got options, so I'll be fine. To many people's dismay, I'll be fine. So yeah. My last thoughts on this whole situation. Person that made the call thread, you know who you are. You know what you've done. You're not acting on justice. You're acting on hate. Fuck off. Yeah, time for some actual animosity podcast related stuff. So if you're just listening for the She Pop Twitter stuff, that's done. Thank you for listening. I'm totally fine if you tune out now. And if you're listening for just podcast related stuff, welcome. Yeah, as I said, we're gonna wait till Baron returns to actually do more recording. We may or maybe if he's up to it. It kind of comes down to like how this episode gets received by the community, because SheepOp Twitter is the main amount of people that listen to this show. Maybe there's a few odd outliers, but it is mainly SheepOp Twitter that is the audience of this show, so it kind of matters. But yeah, I've got nothing else really to say. We'll be back soon. I don't know if we're gonna finish up the Owl House or if we're gonna work on Miraculous Season 5 whenever that gets dubbed to goddamn English. Can we get on that, please? I would love to yell, but someone's in the room next to me, and I don't want to disturb them. Because despite popular belief, I have a fucking heart. Yeah, and so I apologize for a lot of swears. I didn't really want to put any censorship on this because it kind of defeats our whole point. Yeah, I have some messaging to do to people, so of this episode, of not any other kind. SheepOp Twitter, you were so good. You were my home. You were the Twitter community that I stuck in. Those of you that don't know, I bounced from gaming Twitter to VTuber Twitter to Steven Universe Twitter to Miraculous Twitter to SheepOp slash Owl House Twitter. And now I'm just in cartoon Twitter and queer Twitter. Those are the two Twitters that I'm in. I don't want to lose SheepOp Twitter because then I'll inevitably lose cartoon Twitter, place where I feel the most at home, place where I feel the most safe. Please don't make me lose that over a stupid fucking mistake I made months ago. It's not logical. It's not smart. And you're not enacting justice. You're just not. You can keep telling yourself, whatever makes your dick hard, but damn, I shouldn't have laughed at that. Would have been so smooth. Whatever floats your boat. But you're not doing anything. You're not helping anyone. You're being a dick. Don't be a dick. Please do better. And leave me the fuck alone. Leave Baron the fuck alone. We just want to have friends and interact with people and have fun. Let us do that. You can keep us blocked. I don't care. If you're gonna make hate threads like this, I don't want to interact with you. But don't try and stop Baron's friends from interacting with him. Don't try and stop my friends from interacting with me. Oh, and keep your story straight, because once again, if you're canceling Baron for interacting with me, you've got a lot of people you need to kill. Not literally, but kill their interactions. So unless you got more threads ready, check your fucking strategy and cancel correctly next time. Bye, bitch.